Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is
war. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 August 2025, and fasten your seatbelt. You're in for a ride tonight with our guest, Dr. Nick Bajic, and I'll tell you about him in just a minute. Before we get into that, though, don't forget, Lord willing, if y'all don't mind, Mark's not going to sneak out of here Thursday morning. Chris will be in the office, keep everything running, take your orders and fill orders, whatever. So you can still call the office and get things done if you want to Thursday, and hope you will. We're trying to get the bills paid as usual. It's the first of the month. And the first of the month comes every other day, seems like, keeping the bills paid up for this coming month. So don't forget this weekend coming up. If you want to place an order, give a donation, please call the toll-free number at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call a long-distance caller, toll number 304-846-4448. Now, you can call anytime during the week, 9 to 4 Eastern. Most of the time, the phone is answered by Faith. That's Crystal's daughter. If she doesn't answer, she'll call you back. You can place orders, get donations, whatever. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm not unreachable. You can let them know you want to talk to me about something that's important, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Don't ever think that because I'm on the radio and have been for 33 years, that I'm somebody special. I'm not. I'm just a servant. Now, if you probably already noticed, I'm still on the telephone tonight. Our special phone line is still down. We cannot get the phone company active to fix it, so we're going to be changing our system, hopefully tomorrow, to Starlink, a better, much faster system, and I'm sure a whole lot better service, because right now we have no service. But anyway, so I just want you all to know that. Don't forget our specials for the month. Two books that are fantastic. One of them put together by our dear brother Dale Eberhardt, Quotations to Read and Ponder. Famous men, both evil and good, with the quotes they made. From history, just recent history even, you'll find books like Henry Jackson and Charles Dierzerby, who just passed away a few years ago, with Thomas Jefferson, and all a bunch of them are in this book. It's about 100 pages long, if I remember right. It's full of information that you need to learn and study from to see who the people were that started this country, who had the ideas to try to maintain. It's like 100 and some pages long. Then we have the book by J.T. Headley that everyone should read. When my boys are home and in school, we study this book together. The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution, the ones who started the revolution, were not necessarily what we call regular citizens. They were pastors and clergy who saw what men had to do in order to glorify God in a country that was turned into a tyranny. It's 112 pages so long also. Both of them together, normally about $45, are on sale for $35 because they want you to have them. And no, we're not even heartbreaking even on those. But it is a way to help us raise some dollars to get through the month. But also, the information in your hands that will be so good for you to understand and teach your children. These books are good Bible study, home lessons for history. Take the scriptures, learn the scriptures, comparing what was done in the past, and you know what the future holds. But that's a fact. So if you want them, call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And also, a prayer request, my please. I'm sure remembered David, the ex-homosexual, was on our program in the past. He's written a book about what his lifestyle was, David Arthur. He texted me today and said, please keep his mom in prayer. She's 82 years old, and she went down really fast in the last few days. Her name is Carol. So please, you prayer warriors, keep Carol in your prayers, please. And also keep David in your prayers. He's fighting the battle, as we all do. He's fought a battle with his past life, trying his best by the grace of God to keep his eyes on Christ and teach people about the wickedness of the homosexual lifestyle. So please keep David and his mom Carol in your prayers. Now, our guest tonight, a gentleman that I haven't had on the radio for 4 or 5 years. He took a little sabbatical, a little time off, and I don't blame him. He spoke at one of our seminars many years ago. Been on radio broadcast in the past several times. His daddy was a U.S. congressman. His name was Basic. Now Dr. Nick Basic's son is a congressman in Alaska right now. Nick was born in Alaska before he became a statehood. That's been a while back, folks. He's getting older, too. It's been a while back. I remember when Alaska became a state. He's very well real published in science and technology, government, economics, politics, education, and he's a lecturer that's presented all over the world. This man has been around. I mean, he's a humble as he can be, but I feel like a mental midget around him. Just the kind of this knowledge this man has. And we're going to discuss a lot of things tonight. I'm going to get Nick up and let him introduce himself, because we know we have a lot of new listeners out there every night, and also know most of you have never heard Dr. Nick Basic because he hasn't been on with us for a long time. Nick, are you there?
I am indeed, and it's so good to be with you. And just, again, a little bit more of the background side of things. My other brother, Mark, he was a U.S. senator. So there's three generations
U.S.
side.
Okay.
And my other brother was a state senator. My uncle was a state senator and legislator from Minnesota in their local legislature there, too. And so we have kind of a big political background. And then my family and my family's been involved in a lot of different things. My son, Nick, who's in the Congress now in the U.S. House representing Alaska, the same seat his grandfather, my father, held back in the 70s during the last big upheaval in the world. If you remember the early 70s, that was the end of the Vietnam War, the impeachment hearings for Richard Nixon, Watergate, the Pentagon Papers, going off the gold standard, closing the gold window, I should say, and a myriad of other things. When my dad's plane disappeared with the House Majority Leader and was never found officially until 20 years later, when unofficial records became official records and things came out of the FBI and others that indicated perhaps there was more to it than was there. And considering the volatility of the times, that's probably what happened. But from all that, you know, today we're right back in that same kind of sitting on the edge of what's going to happen next in the world.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, we're all still standing, you know, and have some sense of history. And I did take a break. I wasn't really on a break. I was just doing other things that were probably equally intense that I just put on hold. But more importantly, spending a lot more time on my knees deciding how I, again, would use my voice, because this voice and what I want to do in the remainder of my life and this kind of work has to really be directed by God, or I'm not involved. And so I'm back in this because I think there's some things that need to be said, and not because there's some economic gain for me. I make my living elsewhere these days and have for a number of years. But there's some important messaging. We
Absolutely.
Need to wake up. We need to drop on our knees and recognize we're living at one of the scariest times, but also one of the most blessed times for those that fall under the grace of God, and that's where we're standing today. And so
Amen.
The fear needs to go and needs to be replaced with faith. And those are the only things I want to talk about. But in the context of science and history that's being formed around us as we breathe each day.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And the Bible says live in perilous times in the last days. No doubt about that. But that doesn't mean that we walk in fear. And that doesn't mean we're not concerned, folks. Because we say we're not walking in fear, it doesn't mean we're not concerned. Of course we're concerned.
Right.
But
there's
this
lots
is
of different kinds of fear.
Yes, there is. There truly is. But we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled also, folks. As I offered last night, our three-hour teaching I did on American prophecy, and America is all through the scriptures. It really is. Three-hour teaching, along with the book and outline, regularly, we generally ask $39.95, so it's for $29.95 now if you want it, because I want you to have a copy of it. It's important to know where we're at in history. But I want to talk about something tonight that I know Nick knows about, because after all, he does. One of his fields of speciality is political, and obviously his family has been involved in politics for a while. But at this coming Sunday, folks, something's going to happen that most of us probably hadn't thought about because it hadn't been talked about much on news. But the 10th was a new deadline that President Trump gave Putin to make a move on Ukraine to settle the war. If it isn't done by Sunday, there will be a 100% tariff placed on all nations that purchase Russia's oil products, their crude oil. All nations that purchase oil from Russia, and a lot of them do, will face a 100% tariff on goods shipped to the United States. So they're going to make a choice themselves about what they're going to do, buy oil, lose business, that's up to them. But here's what makes it dangerous. Most people do not study history enough to know what happened back in 1941, when we forced Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. Yes, we did. We surrounded the island and kept all oil products from going into Japan. Japan had no choice but to declare a war on us. Now, please understand, Russia is not a small island nation. Russia is bigger than us. And they have weapons at least equal to ours, maybe some more that are superior to ours. What they're going to do between now and Sunday, I don't know. I don't know. But I promise you, Russia's not going to sit by quietly and watch their economy be destroyed. This Sunday, is a deadline that we all need to pray our Father will be in charge of. We know he is. But his will be done and give wisdom to men. Maybe we'll have level heads to stop this if our Father wills, so that the world won't be in a total chaotic state a couple of days later. And believe me, folks, we have no idea. We have no idea what it'd be like to go through a nuclear war. And Nick, I know you keep up on all these things. What's your opinion on that?
Okay, a few things. As I've traveled to Russia, the last time I was there was 2016. I know a lot of Russia. My dad's specialty actually was, before he was a congressman and a senator, he was a history teacher, and his specialty was Russian history. And when I think about what's happening there, and having been there, their economy, through all the sanctions that have been put in so far, has grown at a little over double the rate of the U.S. in terms of economic growth and GDP measures.
Wow. That isn't publicized, is it?
No, it isn't. And their cities are clean. And what used to be there is a really deep criminal element everywhere you looked is gone.
Yes.
You know, that's gone. Not like Western cities in a state of total decay and corruption. This is changing. Now, there's still a lot of corruption in the old Eastern countries, but there's a lot of corruption in the West. We just call it out differently. We do corruption by committee. You know, we have little campaign committees and all this, which results in the same kind of thing, that a bag full of money does. It's just a bag full of money that everybody gets to see passed around in the West, and you don't get to see it in the East. But the outcome is the same: access, influence, and outcomes. So, you know, we institutionalize it. They do too, but it's different. So our judgment about what we're seeing is colored by how we're hearing the news. But being on the ground, the closest I've been to that part, I was in Poland last summer for a week, talking to a bunch of my friends from Ukraine and Russia, both in the same setting, because it was a big conference having to do with my other side of my life. But in any case, what I would say about several things. First of all, the people on the ground, the human beings that live in both of these countries, has a whole different view of what's going on and really don't want this war. That I know for sure. Secondly, I know they share a heritage that goes back thousands of years, or at least 1,200 years for sure. And I'd say this also, the sanctions, if we double those duties on Russia, it won't hurt Russia. We affect their allies that are buying from them now. That's going to have a big impact on those allies. But let me tell you something about Russia. Their entire national debt, everything they owe to everybody, even after the West hijacked, you know, their bank accounts, as everyone knows that we're in the West, their gold reserves will pay their national debt two times over right now. Russia is in that position. Okay, they don't need anything from anyone. They represent 1/5 of the landmass of the whole wide world and a little smattering of people on a declining population when AI and technology is replacing people anyway. These guys, I can tell you, the way the West has painted Russia is upside down. They can exist as an insular, self-sustaining organization indefinitely without any input from the West.
And it's so, a fact, we cannot. America cannot. We can't produce our own food.
We are in for free fall, the national debt and everything else. And now here's what happened. Let me tell you the rest of this important part of the story. When the Biden administration did the stupid thing of taking their money in the SWIFT system, the international banking system that allows trade to flow, and locked up their, I forget, it was like a fifth of $1 trillion or something, and then it started spending the interest earnings, you pissed off some people. That made people very, very angry. Pardon my French, but it made people very angry, and for good reason. But what they're doing and what they've been working on is establishment of what's called the BRICS. The BRICS is the essentially it's Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, and who did I miss? I missed somebody in there. But they're the big ones. China, of course, and they're producing, you know, the most output. They represent the biggest chunk of the world's production in terms of raw materials, manufacturing, etc. And now they're creating something else, a simultaneous economic system that cuts the West out. And separate from the SWIFT system, a dual system is being formed, and they may capitalize theirs backed by gold and commodities of various kinds instead of the hopeful promise of the United States. And that's going to change things. And these countries are holding a lot of U.S. paper that if you look, and I have, they've been dumping it gradually over time and buying up worldwide mines all over the planet and the rights to minerals and resources, the things that make modern life possible. And so whatever the West thinks it's doing is not going to work. And yeah, they could create a cascade of bad events that result in a nuclear holocaust. And here's why. Think about the Bay of Pigs in 1963 as Russia tried to move nukes onto Cuba. And we said, you do that, John F. Kennedy said, and we're at war. We're pushing the button. And everybody backed down and everyone relaxed. Well, the same situation is now happening.
Yes,
NATO
it is.
Promised. They promised we would not move east when the Iron Curtain fell in 1990, and we lied and we've lied and we've lied, and the problem is now we're at their door, and it's a Bay of Pigs moment for Russia, and people need to recognize this.
And
you
I
know,
will
there,
say this too,
there's no winners
mind.
In war,
but
God
we're
can
not
kill
told
whoever
this.
He wants. He needs no helpers.
No. Now, we haven't been told this. The news media doesn't tell us why they're upset. The news media does not tell us we've broken the treaties. It doesn't tell us that we are pushing Russia into a corner. They're going to have to do something to survive. They want to divide Russia, I think, in like 45 different countries now. It's already been mapped out.
Right.
So we're on the road to something, God forbid, that I don't think any of us understand.
Right. And here's the thing about it is, it's in no one's interest, and the Russians know this also. Putin knows this also, to have a nuclear war, because everyone will lose. He knows that. That is not what they want, I can assure you. But I know, because I know. And when you see the whole picture, here's the thing that could have stopped this if Biden had actually been at the job instead of in a basement and he was competent. And, you know, we had this incompetent administration that hijacked the democracy for 4 years. And now we got to figure it out, because if people go back and remember what was being revealed then, the Hunter Biden stuff, the corruption of Ukraine, all of it. And they were having elections. They had elections for these states that were in dispute between Russia and Ukraine, and they wanted to go to Russia. And then all hell broke loose, literally, on Earth to drive us to hell, to drive us into this war that we've been in, killing millions of people and disabling millions more, when it would have been avoided. And a simple avoidance then would have been, if we didn't trust that election, then have another free and fair election and let people be self-determining instead of wiping out half the planet and jeopardizing the entire planet on something that could have been resolved with conversations, honesty, and self-determination. And people are entitled to that. Now they're talking about breaking up Russia. That's not going to happen. The Russian people will never allow it, and you can look at Russian history from the very beginning, and anyone who thinks the Russian people will not unite around a leader, they're wrong. They're dead
wrong. I agree.
And this country has more technology than we can imagine that hasn't even been shown yet. No, we're not going to necessarily see a nuclear holocaust, but we can definitely see what's coming. And there's been plenty of prophetic words. There's been a prophetic word written thousands of years ago. This is happening in real time, and God will decide the moment of when this kicks in. But we are sitting at a point of decision, absolutely, as a nation, as a world, as individuals. And here's the thing. Fear is what the adversary feeds on. That's not what we're about. You know, knowing what's coming, this is a shortstop in eternity for those of us that know.
Amen.
So we do our best here, and then we get to flash out whenever it is. And we're not alone in this. None of us are alone. Each of us needs to lean into the body of Christ standing on the planet right now, all around us, and recognize not the fear, but the signs of the end is near and eternity begins, and we have a role to play, every one of us, or we would not be here right now.
That's very, very true and very well said. And that's just, folks, that's just one, and probably right now one of the top ones, of stress points, I guess you'd say, in the world, and that is right now what's happening between Russia, the U.S., and Russia's allies. It is a very serious situation. Now, we need to be in prayer about this, that God's will be done for His glory, and we need to share with this to people. You're not going to hear the news. The news isn't talking about it at all. The news has not said anything about that as far as the deadline and the potential of something bad happening. They're not talking about it. But, Nick, there's so much more. We got so much to talk about, and we only got an hour, and we're going to take phone calls next. But there's so many things happening worldwide that's could and will eventually bring forth a lot of things that's going to change our world. I mean, we can discuss, like you discussed in your book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. We can discuss weather control and climate change,
right,
and climate, and it's really happening with men doing it. And I got to ask you this question. That huge earthquake just happened off the coast of Russia last week. Do you think that was man-made, or do you think that's just something that happened?
Well, let me say it this way. Because this is important. It's, first of all, it's known that technology exists for modifying weather and triggering earthquakes. It's one of the first. I was one of the first people to really start talking about this 35 years ago, and now there's a bill in Congress. I think it's a Taylor Greene's bill, and it's on weather modification, because people now understand what's happening there. On earthquake generation, the idea, the old idea is this, and here's how it kind of works, just to talk about it. these places where earthquakes are triggered, or they happen naturally, are along fault and fractures in the earth that over time build up stress and tension. And then usually before big earthquakes, there's usually microquakes and a number of things that have been observed that are like precursors, or like sort of the warning signs that something's happening. And if you can interpret those warning signs, you can learn a great deal. And then if you can figure out a way to generate signals that trigger instabilities. In other words, you got a place building up pressure. Now you've got a way to maybe put a little bit of energy in so that natural energy built up there gets released sort of on demand. And that's what these technologies the former Secretary of Defense under Bill Clinton was talking about when he was talking about earthquake generation and triggering volcanic eruptions and climate alterations. He was talking about these types of technologies. And when you talk about Russia, these are the kind of technologies that we haven't seen yet, at least not publicly, but maybe we have. And maybe there's some saber rattling that we don't know about. But it's certainly technically today possible. Are they doing it in these instances? I don't know. I have no way to monitor that with the kind of things you would need to monitor that. Is it possible? Yes, we can do these things.
And this is really nothing new. I know I have the dates of patents of weather modification back in the late 1800s. This isn't anything new. This has been going on for
it's just becoming
years.
More widespread and generally accepted,
yes.
and that's where the problem starts. And
it's
that's
amazing
we're facing now.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure that you know oh my goodness, my mind's going blank. Dana Wigginton is.
I think I've seen some of the material, but I've been stepped out a little bit in terms of the nitty gritty. You know, because I used to be able to get into the very technologies at a really deep level, and what's happened is these things are advancing now at a rate that is just unprecedented. As you combine.
Yeah.
The merger of several technologies, and I wrote about this in 2002 in a book called Earth Rising, the Revolution, and it was about the merger of technology and what that yields. And now we're there again, you know. I mean, this thing, when you combine quantum computing, which is computing at a level that is it's impossible to even visualize, but I'll give you like a little illustration. The biggest computers in the world today in a second will do what everybody on the planet would do with a hand calculator, doing calculations over and over for about 60 hours. The modern super duper computer will do that in a second. The quantum computer, imagine if the quantum computer were to run for 1 hour, it would do what a supercomputer would do in a trillion years.
Oh my gosh, that's hard to believe. And how big a role is AI going to play in this?
Well, and then if you throw AI into that equation, now you have something very, very out of control.
Kind of spooky.
Oh yeah, I mean, when you talk about the beast, this is the machine. Because what it would do is allow it would crack every security code in the world within about 15 minutes and take control of everything that was connected in that same 15 minutes. And if we were on digital currencies or all of our digital everything, that's whoever gets to quantum computing first wins. And that's why triggering World War III right now, it isn't going to be about nukes. It's going to be about a whole lot of other things in the background. There's things in the background that have been developed over decades.
Hang on a thought. We've got to take a break here, Nick. Hang on a thought. Don't lose that thought. Folks, back at the break. A lot more to talk about. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land. Seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi folks, Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back. You're going to talk to Dr. Nick Bezik. I'm going to have him give you information on men, how you can go to his website and check him out. Before I do that, though, if you don't receive our email blast, if you don't receive our Minuteman magazine monthly online, you might want to send me your email address. You can email it to me really easily, pastorbutch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. Send me your email address. I like to add you to that. And we do send that email blast probably 3 or 4 or 5 a week at least. I just sent one out today. One out today about the world coin that's right now housed in London, England. You have to watch this. It's a 7-minute long video that will tell you how this is working. You were given a world ID. Now, I'm not making it up. You watch for yourself. A world ID. And you'll get a universal basic income of the world coin. Now, I'm not making this up. If you want to see it, send me an email address or go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under Economic News or Mark the Beast Technology. It'll be on there hopefully now or tomorrow. But if you want to receive it, those kind of things sent to you on about a daily basis, send me your email address, folks. You won't regret it, I promise. You're going to talk to Dr. Nick Magic. Nick, before you go any further, tell the folks how they can learn more about you. Tell about your website and how they can find out more about Dr. Nick.
All right. I only have one now, and I used to have earthpulse.com. I let it go down. But I kept one up, and it's kind of an odd name. It's called The Hidden Monks, like M-O-N-K-S, thehiddenmonks.com. And what's there, it's free. You can sign up, but it's free. There's nothing I'm selling there. But the lady that built that for me did it as a volunteer, and it caught my last lecture 4 years ago, which was 15 hours long and 26 subjects, and they're there. They're free. And you know, people who are interested in my work, you're going to see the whole compilation. And start at the beginning, go to the end, you'll get my world overview as I had it 4 years ago. And the only thing that's happened since then is my approach to those issues really has changed a bit, because I think the only way the world changes is when people change, because all these problems are people behaving badly. And so my conclusion, my 4 years of a bit reclused on some of this, was about, you know, what's the root of solutions here for all of the problems we're going to be talking about and we started talking about already? And it's people have to change. And that's the only hope in the world. And that might forestall what inevitable is going to happen. But I think the thing that you said just before the break about intercessory prayer, actually, that's the most powerful thing. Forget about anything I might be doing. That's the one thing everybody gets to do, and the faithful servant of God making an intercessory prayer is the most powerful thing we can unleash in the world, and we can all do that without fear and fearlessly do that and faithfully do that, and we should. We really, really should.
If there ever a time in the world that we, and I'm talking to right now to the born-again believers, the true Christians, need to be on our knees seeking our Father's face, asking direction, asking wisdom and knowledge of how to teach others and learn about what's coming down, to prepare ourselves and prepare others, today's world is when it's needed. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The world's heating up in a lot of different directions, and people are struggling right now to just pay their bills. They're having a hard time keeping their head above water financially. I know for a fact that one out of every four Americans' families do without food once in a while so they can pay the bills on time. Now, this is a fact, folks. So, yeah, there are hard times already, but there are much, much more serious things actually than doing without physical food. I know it's hard to believe when you're going through it, but we need to be in our prayers asking our Father, please, to give us wisdom, discernment, and a desire to reach others with the truth before it's too late for them. I mean, that's the goal of the church should be. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate it. And you know, doing radio again, doing some programs again, you were one of the first people I thought about when I reached back out. Because I remember us talking 4 years ago when you asked me to come on, and I was just stepping back a bit. And this is, again, gets back to the root. I did my first lectures in front of people in almost 6 years this couple weeks ago. And I realized the message I'm saying now is really the more powerful one. And there's a lot of fear from all these technologies, things that are happening. So explaining them a little bit and then talking about them a little bit, at least I think takes that edge off, because now we're not helpless, that's for sure. And this is the other thing I would say. There's a lot of people that are probably listening to this broadcast that aren't believers. And, you know, and here's the only requirement, you know, and people who have doubt, you know, because if you have doubt, you really aren't a believer yet. But that's okay, because the only real requirement is that you seek the face of God honestly, because it allows you to make a relationship with God with a lie to start with and to say something that you don't really believe. But if you're looking and seeking and you really have an open heart to that and you ask God to deliver information so you can reach a level of believing, he'll show his face. Start there. Start somewhere.
Asking is telling me, if you're real, help me out to realize that. Give me the faith to believe that you're there, because we first must believe that he is. Give us the faith to do that, folks. That's a gift for God. Faith is a gift from our Father. It's a gift.
It is.
So we need to ask him for that gift of faith and then walk in that faith. And I will tell you now, and Dr. Nick knows this, I didn't say it was easy. No, we never said anything about being easy. It wasn't easy for our Savior to go to the cross either. It was necessary for our sake. it's not always easy being a believer and trying to share with people. Some people will laugh at you. Some will scorn you. Some will just walk off and ignore you and leave you. But that's okay. It's our duty to do what our Father says. And to believe that He is, folks, is a step in the right direction right away and bring you a peace and contentment this world cannot give you and cannot take away from you. Let's start with the first phone call in Washington State. Let's talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited to talk to Dr. Begich. Bankers play both sides of elections and wars and just about anything you can think of. The bankers are in there, and they're playing both sides. WEF has the young world leaders.
Right.
Putin went through that. China,
right.
North Korea, Trump, Israel, Turkey, Iran, it doesn't matter. I feel like they're all in cahoots for the New World Order and Revelation 13 and AI, the Antichrist, Satan. They're all under his control. What do you think?
Well, you know, I gotta say this. I would agree with you at a certain level for sure. Some of them more so than others. Some just deceive, think they're doing one thing and another, and really they're doing something else. And the thing about deception is, if you're being deceived, you don't know it. That's why it works.
That's why
intercessory prayer is really important for leaders, because God also, if you read the scripture, can even take a rotten to the core leader and use him for his purposes. And I believe that if people pray, whoever's there, God can decide what they do, and he will. I believe that faithfully. I think we're living in a time when the temptation that's coming against these guys is enormous. The things that are falling in their ways. I mean, think about it. Trump, they tried to kill him twice. They hit him with 34 felonies. They've done everything but light him on fire, and they would if they could. And so I think he's being hit with a lot. That's why prayers is really important. But I look at him in terms of where he started and who he is, and I go, wait a minute, you know, I know where this guy came from. If he came to any kind of faith, it was because someone just about killed him, you know? And I want to see the result of that shock to his system and the responsibility, whether or not he takes or not, has yet to play out. But I'm mad at him, I can tell you, for just one thing, and it's the Epstein thing. But I know about these things. They don't take 6 months to get down to the nitty-gritty of who's all involved and what it all means. And so I expect we'll see more. It'll increment out. But if there's something that he did that he's ashamed of, he should stand up, admit it, ask for forgiveness, and then open the gates to the truth, because that's what the American people really want. They've forgiven everything about his history when he ran the first time. Unless it's pedophilia, I think the country would forgive him again. But the country deserves truth. And the truth is what will set this country free, and without it, we are destined for disaster. So, yes, I think we need to do something. I think we need a national whistleblower program backed up by presidential pardon that says to these people in the deep state and those who've done nefarious acts, they have 6 months to identify themselves and come forward and be forgiven under an amnesty similar to South Africa. And those that don't, that get identified, are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and that means for treason or for whatever else they've done, and open the gates of truth. And he could do this without an act of Congress by backing it up with a presidential pardon. And if he stands for truth, maybe he'll do something like this. But somebody should, because that will get us to the finish line.
But they're in cahoots. They're all in it together.
There are a few. Believe me, they're there. There's not many. It only takes one, the right one at the right moment, and God's hand on them. If you lose faith in that, dig a hole, start collecting beans, and quit. But I'm not going to quit until Christ returns, because there's still things we can do, and we need to do those things that are in front of us that God gives us the faith to do. Not the impossible, but what we individually believe is possible, do those things. And the more complicated things, someone else will do. But step into your truth or not. But this is the time not to live in fear. It feeds the enemy. It feeds the beast. It feeds every dark force around you. No, Do what you know. Don't do the impossible. People say that all the time. I'm going to do the impossible. That's an oxymoron. Your subconscious knows you can't do impossible things. Do the possible. That's what we're each called to do, our own individual possible. And these big things can get unraveled. But there's a million cells in this body of Christ, and they need to activate. And that's what I'm saying. And this question is a good one, because when you can read a book, it's called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. It's an old one, but I highly recommend it to get right to the root of your point. How interlocked are these bankers? How interlocked are all of them? A lot. But there's some rugs being pulled out from under some of this, and there's a second coming not too distant future, which changes the whole equation. But in the meantime, everyone has something to do, and fear should be less and less of it.
I'm not living in fear. I'm just wishing that they'd all be exposed. But I don't suppose that'll come until Jesus comes.
One thing for sure,
Carolyn, payday's coming. No doubt about it.
And the scripture says everything will be revealed in light, and it's not going to happen after. It's going to happen before. We're going to find out who these people are, every one of us is. And then in the next life, they're going to feel the penalty of what they did. But we get to see the truth if we live through this as individuals. And I thank God I'm here to participate in it on some level, because this is a great time to be alive, as miserable as it can be, and it is for so many of our brothers and sisters out there, and so many of those that still don't know the darkness they're in. But we have a chance to do some things as individuals, and we should do those. And that's what I'm saying. And I appreciate that question, because you're right. So much of it is working against us right now. And that's why we need to be together. We need to be doing simple things for our neighbors and other complex things where we're called to.
Okay. Carolyn, good call. Anything else you want to say?
Thank you. That's fine. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, lines are open. I can't believe they're quiet. At 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And you're getting back in the swing of things. You never really left it. You just kind of regrouped, I think, a big way put it, and got back into the battle again with a refreshing start. And your knowledge of the past and what you've seen, what you've uncovered in the past, surely has enabled you now to see the future a little bit and what the plans are. Because and now your book, this is an old book now. Angels Don't Play This Harp. I remember when I bought that book many years ago. I learned a lot of things from my book, not just about weather control, but man's ideas on world manipulation, world control. I mean, even Johnson said, President Johnson said, whoever controls the weather controls the world, man. He said, that's going to be us. So there's things out there that's been going on for a long time, Nick. That's true. Right. Let's stay right here in West Virginia and talk to Frederick. Frederick, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Butch. Hi, Nick. Been a fan of yours for quite a while.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And it's nice to hear a voice from West Virginia.
Now, HARP has been on 9600 kilohertz recently, I was told, so I heard something on there. It might have been HARP. And
okay.
I've been reading Isaiah. Isaiah was telling Judah, don't worry about Assyria. Look, seek God's face.
Amen.
I've been studying
Amen.
Isaiah.
Yeah.
The answer has always been, Frederick, to seek God's face. But sometimes we forget that, don't we?
Go ahead.
And you know, the weather modification, that issue I was pushing against when I was first doing the HARP work, because that was one of the things that really jumped out. And later, Ben Eastland, the inventor, became a pretty good friend, because I didn't make him into a villain. He was just a scientist doing science work. And what came out of that relationship was he realized that taking a multidisciplinary approach, looking at things that maybe you wouldn't think about, you know, like the effects on health and some of these other things, and it really changed him a lot as a guy in terms of how he approached things. And he attended some closed conferences with me and others in science. And what I can say is the concerns about misuse of these kinds of technologies was foremost in his mind. And at the same time, recognizing, you know, how do you balance the deck? And now what's happened with weather modification, you have so many countries playing around in private companies and unregulated activity, that you can push weather in one area, and there's a rule in physics is called the butterfly effect, and how to visualize that is a butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the planet can cause a hurricane in the other, and there's a mathematical formula that supports that. You know, so it's kind of like you can create triggering events, you can create things by doing things in one place that you can't adequately model what's going to happen in the other place. That's where weather modification starts to get really scary. People playing around all of a sudden create a problem that wasn't anticipated, and now and then real lives are hurt and happens. And then are those acts of war, which was the questions we were raising in 1993 when we published in this area with Angels Don't Play the Sarp in the very beginning. And here we are now. And now it's, instead of conspiracy theory, which would say accuse us of back then, time caught up with reality, and now people caught up with the footnotes that we had in the book. You know, there were 350 sources we cited. And now it's reality in people's minds, and they're ready to deal with it. But, you know, 35 years is a little later in the game than we would have hoped for.
Anything else, Frederick?
What was that guy's name again? I missed it that you said when you started talking, Nick.
The guy who invented HAARP, his name was Bernard, Dr. Bernard Eastland, and it's L-U-N-D. And I think his son kept his site up. He did some really good science. He was a really good man.
Okay. Well, good talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. I got one more question. Run out of time so fast, and folks got time for another phone call if you hurry. 717-300-1698. Now, this is by a guy named Jamie Carter. Mysterious boost to Earth's spin will make today one of the shortest days on record. Now, I know it's only shot down a millisecond, shorter, but the days literally are getting shorter, and Bible does say it's going to happen also. But what's and this is happening more and more frequently, so what's behind this?
Well, I mean, those are interactions with the cosmos, planetary interactions, the magnetic field activity that causes things to spin, and the Earth also wobbles, and so there's, you think about it as friction, if nothing else, you know, but this is, we're on a big engine, you know, when Tesla visualized the Earth, he saw a big motor generating power, which it really does. In the ionosphere, which is where HAARP plays, there's so much energy there, if we could figure out how to just tap a little bit of it, we'd run everything on Earth, okay? So we're on this big motor generating energy flying through the space at some incredible amount of speed, and so the magnetic field lines change, and like the pole, the actual magnetic pole is moving at a very rapid rate. Some people think that might be associated with polar shifts, things that cause great upheavals like we'd expect at end times. Well, there's some mechanisms in the Earth. God doesn't just work by just popping things out. He has mechanisms.
Yes, he does.
And he moves around and does what he wants. And he does them within the rules that work that he created to work in this reality versus the others. And so in this one, he'll do what he will, but we're understanding more about it. Now we're trying to play God and manipulate these things. And this is the evil side of this. This is what I'm saying is the evil side is what God does and what his servants do and what through his servants can be done are as great as these mechanical things that are being done. And one represents the dark side of how man wants to be, and some of it's innocent. People just doing their science, and all of a sudden they come up with something. Well, God delivers the knowledge, and how we use it is there's the choice.
That's the choice. Let's take another phone call from Ohio. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch, Dr. Nick.
Hello.
You think all
good
these storms and floods we've been having and fires in Hawaii and California, are they being caused by the HAARP station?
I don't think so. I think a lot of things are contributing to this right now. I'm not seeing that in terms of, but again, I'm not independently monitoring it, you know, 24/7 or at all. And someone should, you know, that's what we've called for 35 years. And I'm kind of stepped back from that because here's the view I have of HAARP. It does all the things that we said. I don't retract anything I ever wrote about it. But there's a lot more science that has evolved. Science, from the invention of the wheel to where we are right now, about every week, it doubles. All right. It used to be every 5 years in the 80s, and then it was every 6 months in the 90s, and now it's like every week. And so HAARP is like so far back, you might as well be a horse and buggy compared to what people can do now. That's what I would say to just get it in perspective. The type of technologies we have now, you can do some crazy things. And that's why nukes, nah, that's too messy. There's other things they can do that it look good. You know, think about this. This is why Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld loved environmental weapon systems, things that could trigger earthquakes and stuff, because then you could literally affect your adversary with a hurricane or an earthquake or something really dramatic, and then they invite you in to help clean up the mess, and you're not their adversary launching a war. And, you know, think about that from a strategic perspective. But the thing is, most sophisticated governments now all have that. It's not just
us. That's very true.
It's all of the big players have this ability. Are they going to do that? I don't think so, but it's a heck of a standoff, and the wrong things can push the wrong buttons, and they're
absolutely one man mad, and yeah. Anything else, Bruce?
In Revelation 13, it says the Antichrist power caused fire to come down from heaven. You think technology could be used in that?
Yeah, that's how you'd see it. Here's one of the things with HAARP that'll give you that visual image. If you want to talk about that kind of a technology, others could do the same. But basically, you create a shunt, a conductor, something that will allow energy to flow. And if you can put that into the ionosphere, which was one of the early ideas, you could then it would act as a shunt. And draw that energy down, and that energy, when it hit the Earth, would look like the biggest bolt of lightning you've ever seen, hitting the Earth 40 times a second until the energy in the ionosphere was discharged. And that would be a long wait and a lot of scariness happening while it was happening.
Wow.
And it would look kind of like that all over the world, probably.
Good question, Bruce. Running out of time, anything else very quickly?
No, that's it. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We're down by about the last minute and a half here, Nick, and this hour went by so quickly.
Hey, we'll do it again sooner than later. It's been way too long. We didn't even get to the bullet points we wanted to cover.
No, we didn't. Too much talk
but
about.
But we'll do it again.
Too little time.
Pastor Bunchen, and I love your audience, and I'm sorry we didn't deal with more tech, but there was things on my heart I just had to say to start this off with your audience again.
Well, that's fine. That's fine, because this broadcast, above everything else, is a Christian broadcast to reach people and try to get their eyes open to the truth. And the truth is, by the grace of Christ only, we're going to get through this. Maybe we won't make it out of this world, alive, as far as we may be taken out in a war. I don't know that. But I do know for sure the victory is ours in Jesus Christ. I'm not that whatever happens to the body is a temporary thing. I have eternity to look forward to, and that's what I live for, and I'm sure you do too.
I do, and you know what? We're going to have one heck of a party on the other side, Ben, when we meet all our friends there. And
I'm totally looking forward
to that day. And if God allows, if walking through the gate is all that's important to me, if I've ever earned any extra credits, I freely give them and ask God to give them those that need them to lead them to Him, because I can sleep on the grass because I have a million friends that are going to have a million mansions and I don't need one.
Yeah,
but I really
mean
that
sincerely. Yeah, all I can say
God
is,
bless it, your
all that will be done. And thank you, Nick. I'll be in touch here. I'll give you a call after the program and we'll talk some more. But thanks a lot for being with us tonight. And we will schedule another broadcast real soon.
All right. God bless you. God bless your audience.
Right.
Thank
talk
you.
Talk to you soon. Well, folks, what can I say? Dr. Nick Bajic. The man is a common legend. He's been around for a long time and for many years trying to warn the people what's coming in this world. And he's done an excellent job of it. But he understands, as we do, that this is not by any means the end. This is only the beginning for those of us who believe in Christ and live in His faith. Understand that. The world literally is going to hell. But that's not our end through Christ our Lord. Remember that. Please, don't be discouraged. Prepare in Christ and stand for the truth. I'll see you tomorrow night. God bless. Good night.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.